Prime Minister Scott Morrison wants to fast-track those tax cuts for small and medium-sized businesses. It'll cost the budget around $3.2 billion over 4 years. The tax rate for businesses with a turnover of up to $50 million was scheduled to drop to 25% by 2026. Now, the Coalition wants to bring that forward by 5 years, and the tax cut will drop in at 2021. To make that a reality, the Morrison government plans to introduce legislation into the federal parliament next week. Labor has left the door open to supporting the change. Otherwise, it'll of course come down to the Senate crossbench, which earlier this year refused to support the tax cuts for big business. In the end, the government had to drop those. Rex Patrick is a South Australian senator for the Centre Alliance Party. Rex Patrick, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran, and to your listeners.
Will Centre Alliance support the government's $3 billion tax cuts for small and medium-sized businesses, bringing them in earlier?
Yeah, look, I think that's highly likely. Obviously, we will reserve our right to see the details, but in principle, we'd be supportive of this.
So the Centre Alliance held back on supporting the tax cuts to big business. Why would you support this change? That tax cut's already mooted to come in 2026.
Well, in this instance, we're talking about small to medium and family businesses. We're not talking about companies that are likely to take any advantage they may gain from a tax cut and shift that money offshore. They're not likely to instigate buybacks of shares. They're not likely to be engaging in transfer pricing. So this is good for these smaller Australian businesses. It allows them to reinvest profit that's in employment or other investments such as equipment, R&D, product development, or even export. And it's even if they simply take the tax cuts and pocket it, as some small businesses may do, and proprietors are entitled to do that, they're more likely to then take that money and go and buy a boat or buy a holiday or buy some stuff that supports the Australian economy.
Yeah, but is that what we should be? Is that good economic policy to be giving a tax cut to a whole lot of people to go get a holiday because it stimulates the economy? I mean, we're not in global financial crisis times.
No, but in all situations like this, we want to see growth here in Australia because when you get growth, that increases everyone's wealth, and indeed it helps in terms of wage increases as well. So we can't be stagnant or have a stagnant economy.
Labor had been opposed to bringing the tax cut beyond where it is at the moment, which is 27.5%, bringing it down to 25%. Its policy was that it wouldn't do that. If this is legislated, that would make it very tricky for Labor going into a federal election next May. And now now we're hearing from Labor that they'll consider it depending on the state of the budget. Does that surprise you?
Look, it's very difficult. Well, I remember when we had the personal tax cuts, we had Bill Shorten standing outside the chamber saying we will only support the first phase of personal tax cuts, and then went into the Senate chamber. Penny Wong went into the Senate chamber and immediately moved an amendment to support one and two. So it's a bit of a difficult. These guys do play politics. They're very tactical in what they do. Unfortunately, sometimes the Australian public lose from that.
Can I get your view on the AFP raids, the headquarters of the Home Affairs Department in Canberra yesterday? The police were looking for evidence of who may be responsible for leaks to the media about Peter Dutton's intervention to prevent the deportation of two European au pairs. It was a Senate inquiry into the time. There was material leaked. Do you support the federal police being involved in this? Is it complicated in any way, perception-wise, because, of course, it's an investigation of their own minister's department?
Yeah, I think calling it a raid is probably a little bit rich in the context that I'm sure they were invited to investigate themselves. So raid is probably a little bit strong. Look, if people are breaking the law, of course we support the police in pursuing people who have breached the law. But I will point out two things. Firstly, in this country we have awful, awful FOI laws. Or they're not implemented very well, which means that people can't get access to this sort of data in an authorised way because departments simply stonewall them. The second point I'll make is that indeed some of this information is purportedly being provided to senators as part of a Senate inquiry, and if that is the case, Senate Alliance will fully back any measures to protect witnesses to a Senate inquiry.
Labor seeking parliamentary privilege over the documents. If granted, that material would be protected by privilege or released back to the AFP in the end, and the documents could not be used in a court or tribunal. Do you support that?
Oh, absolutely. There's a fundamental principle in our democracy that people should not be fettered in their conversations with members of parliament or senators, particularly in relation to inquiries. You know, the whole point of having a parliament that has oversight of government is that the parliament is fully informed when it is conducting that oversight. And it's a critical element that no one interfere with anyone who wants to contribute to a Senate inquiry.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 17 minutes to 8. Our guest is Senator Rex Patrick, a South Australian senator from the Centre Alliance Party in the federal parliament. Parts of the Religious Freedom Review, the Ruddock Review, were leaked this week. Senator Darren Hinch intends to move a motion, he says, in the Senate next week, calling for any private school, any religious school that discriminates against a teacher or student on the grounds of sexuality to be stripped of government funds and charity status. Do you support that?
Yes, look, in principle, we will support that. It's people must remember that a motion in the Senate is an expression of the Senate's will. It's not actually a law, but in principle, yes. So we're of the view that teachers' appointments should be based on merit. Of course, you can have a teacher that is involved in misconduct, and that may be a determinant in a dismissal, but that has no bearing on sexuality.
So the Prime Minister has said last night that because this law also allows, the current law allows religious schools to discriminate against teachers over their sexuality and also students in most states and territories, and there's a federal law to that effect too. The former Attorney General Philip Ruddock says the report aims to provide clarity around where this can already occur. The Prime Minister said last night that the government doesn't support discrimination against children. What do you think that means? Should we be stripping away all exemptions from religious schools to expel or reject students on the grounds of their sexuality?
Once again, I understand there are exemptions in our current laws. Then, of course,
should there be?
I don't believe so. The reality is, it's simply not proper to vet students on the basis of their sexuality. I mean, some of these students wouldn't even understand what their sexuality was in certain circumstances, and if they do, it's unlikely they may want to come out. They may want to keep that private, and they're absolutely entitled to do that. So it doesn't seem to be even something that is enforceable. But we've moved on from suffrage through to no fault divorce through to gay marriage, all of those sorts of things. This is just one of these lingering sort of old conservative principles it's time for that to go.
Should the government release the Ruddock report?
Oh, absolutely. And indeed, in the last sitting of the Senate, the Greens tried to move a motion to suspend standing orders in order to be able to get access to that document, and the government refused. They refused on the grounds of cabinet confidence. I actually think that claim is fundamentally flawed because that particular document was not prepared for cabinet.
Okay.
Whilst the deliberations of cabinet are indeed confidential, a document that is referred to is not, and it should have been released to the Senate, and it should have been made available to the public.
Rex Patrick, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
South Australian Senator Rex Patrick from the Centre Alliance Party, Parliament back next week.